Welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we ask the question, is this bad film good? My name is Declan.
And I'm Debacoo. Debacoo. Debacoo.
Yes. Aiden. Aiden. Gabba Gibba Gooba Aiden. If you couldn't guess by that intro, I always say it as if the name isn't on the thing, but today we will be looking at Going Overboard, which is Adam Sandler's very first movie.
Yeah.
as you can tell. but before we get into whatever this is, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is Shrekking this week?
Shrekking. I'm sure that lots of people may already have seen this because this is hot news. This is like viral stuff. I think you sent this to me as well. I think three different people, including you, sent me this article.
Anything Shrek related, I tend to send towards you.
Yeah. So this is an article from Sky News, and it says, Airbnb guests invited to spend the night in Shrek's swamp in the Scottish Highlands for free. So the Ardvereke estate, where hit TV show Monarch of the Glen was filmed, is apparently home to Shrek's swamp. A free two-night stay is on offer next month.
Shrek is the monarch in this situation.
Yeah, yeah, he owns it's his estate.
And the swamp is his glen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the show's about, right?
Yeah, yeah, I believe so.
I've seen that show, I think.
So, Shrek fans are being invited to enjoy a free fairy tale stay at the Ogre Swamp in the Scottish Highlands. Now, Sky News are, like, tailoring this as, oh my god, it's a free night stay. Like, big news, you can get a free night. That's not the big news. The big news is you can just stay in Shrek Swamp. There's an Airbnb where someone's remade Shrek Swamp, and it looks fucking sick. The Ardvereke estate, smashed it, where hit TV show Monarch of the Glen was filmed, looks set to host a recreation of the much-loved DreamWorks character's home. The unique getaway is available for 2 days next month via Airbnb. The much-laden, moss-covered, and murky-watered oasis has been described as the perfect snug spot to escape from village life and embrace the beauty of nature. And there's an article. I can't really be asked to read it. I did look at this. It's very weird. It's like three beds. It's like one double bed and a single, I think. There's no toilet, or the toilet is literally the outhouse. So you have to go.
See, though, what I saw from it, though, when I saw, like, before I sent it over to you and I had a brief look.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, 5 out of 10, where's the mud?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a muddy fucking swamp. It's supposed to be a fucking swamp house. Where's the mud? Do they have a big mud pit at least?
It should be
too clean.
Yeah, they should have the you know, when they go into the Shrek, they go into the mud pit and he farts. They need to have one of those mud baths that people, like, rich people and pay you can do in a spa.
You, like, press a button to simulate the big fart.
You have to fart.
You've got to be strong enough.
Yeah.
oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be fucking awful. Because it's one of those things, I imagine. You know where, like, you'll see, like, a location where people take photos, but you just see it so often on, like, people's social media or whatever. It's like, oh, it's them taking a picture with this thing, and you're like, I've seen a million people take a picture of themselves with that thing, and you're just like, I don't know where I'm going with that. I just think it's such a weird thing. It's like, if I go like on holiday somewhere, I don't like just taking a picture of, look, here's me with this thing in the background.
Yeah,
you've seen it like a million times. Everybody does it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what's I'm interesting about this background with me in front of it? You know what I mean?
I could have just done this on Photoshop. Like, if it's a famous... Like, I could take a picture of me right now, edit it, and put me in front of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And, like, just with the
And
pose.
I'll believe it.
And you believe it.
Even if I watch you edit the video, the photo.
you're like, oh, cool, you went to the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
When did you do that? Just now. I mean, I know it sounds like a, hey, woman, fucking, what's the point of it? And I'm like, oh, it's the point of, like, you know, going there and being like, look, I was here in a memory and all this kind of stuff. I get it. But I'm also just like, it's like when I went to Prague with my friend, like, ages ago, like, just before COVID. And we just, like, we went for a weekend. It was, like, a cheap thing to go over there. And, you know, she wanted her photo taken in front of all the different landmarks and things. And then she'd be like, all right, do you want me to take yours? And I'm like, eh, I'm all right. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And also, you've got a picture.
Yeah.
So I'm not bothered. I'd just take pictures of weird things like they had in shops and stuff, like weird, funny stuff. That's just my personal way of me doing, like, you know, memories of whatever, just funny, weird things that I found rather than being like, look, I've just taken another picture of this building. Yeah. It's very cynical, but, you know, it's just... The point of the Shrek thing was I could just imagine, like, the swamp pit or something being that fucking... It's like an eye roll where it's like... You'd have a couple go there and be like, oh, honey, pretend you're doing the fart. And then, like, take a picture of them in the swamp or something. You know what I mean? And, like, the imagine if you're, like, an employee working there or something. And you've got, like, the fucking thing. And you're like... Yeah, you're doing the fart. Very good. All right. And to them, they're like, oh, that's so funny. It was like, yeah, I've seen it fucking 5,000 times. Let's next. Move on. Come on. Next one in. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
I don't know why that's just kind of, yeah, that's what I thought.
So the article is just like waffle and bullshit. The best part of the article says Universal Studios Licensing LLC was compensated for providing rights to the DreamWorks Shrek animation and Donkey's character. Why is that in the like? Who fucking
Thank
cares?
Thank God that the big corporation was compensated.
Yeah,
I was going to be so upset.
But I did find the I've got the listing up here. And what's funny is I did think that it shows bookings up to 2025 and they're all marked out. But then I just noticed that bookings aren't open yet. So I don't know. Oh, right. On October 13th, you got to get in there because they are going to sell out quickly. But the best thing is that, you know, on Airbnb and it tells you about the host, it's hosted by Donkey.
What?
Yeah. And wow, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Donkey and I'm making magic with Airbnb to roll out the welcome mat this October while I'm swamp sitting for Shrek. I have to be honest.
Donkey never spoke like that.
Yeah.
Ever.
I love
it. At least go to like Eddie Murphy or the guys who wrote Donkey and be like, yo, can you just like riff me some things that Donkey might say.
Or just do it yourself. How hard could it be? Like,
yeah, just like, hello, friends. My name is Donkey, the much beloved character from this. You must remember me, correct?
Fuck's sake. Yeah, it's like, oh, and never mind the beware signs. They're probably for decoration. Who the fuck is this? Eddie Murphy is Eddie Murphy fucking dipped, man. Like,
yeah, this isn't even Wish Eddie Murphy. Did I go on a rant about this before? The Timu,
Timu, yeah,
the fucking scam shit, website. Like the Wish,
it's
like worse than Wish,
yeah,
so yeah, it's like this is Timu Eddie Murphy's donkey.
But yeah, that's what's Shrekin' this week, October 13th. Get your bookings in,
my god. Well, Shrekking aside, once we've booked ourselves in, which we'll take a pause to do now.
Yeah.
Just kidding, it's not open until the 13th. If we'd paused until the 13th, then... In fact, no, we are on the 13th now. We paused for that amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, we took a big
it's
pause.
It's a few days later, but we've booked our places.
Yeah, yeah. We're in.
Even though this episode will release before the 13th.
Shh, don't tell them
that. Let's gaslight anyone listening to this. now that we've booked our places, we'll talk about the film that we're looking at this week, Going Overboard by... Adam Sandler, no, by the one and only, yours truly, Adam Sandler, which we watched on Amazon Prime, I think.
I watched it on Apple TV for literally
big
no reason. It was the same price,
yeah,
and there was no reason for me to want to watch it on Apple over Amazon. I just saw it
Like a simp for Apple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Steve Jobs. Oh, no, not him anymore.
whoever the
new guy is. Yeah. He came to my house. He was like, you want to watch Do you want to watch Going Overboard with me? And I was like, all right.
Is he like a child? Is it Steve Jobs' child?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's of course like 10 it years is. Old.
Yeah, he would have inherited it. He's like, you want to watch Going Overboard with me? And I was like well, I was going to watch it on Amazon.
Chatting with 10-year-olds.
Hey, he came to my house.
That's like, not an excuse.
He is like reverse Predator Watch. Like... What's that show that guy comes to? He's like,
yeah,
so you're
to catch a predator.
Here to catch a predator. Yeah, you're here to meet a 27-year-old man.
The kid, 10-year-old,
like, yeah, yeah. What do you got there? Happy meal for a 27-year-old man.
I didn't know. He said he was 10 or whatever.
Yeah. They just kick him off his bike.
Anyway, he's running away, but because he's a child, it's like, it's really easy to catch up.
Yeah, they still shoot him. It's America. anyway, fucking right off the fucking track there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Going Overboard, which we watched on Amazon Prime. which describes the Apple, I guess. Not that I'm, you know, fighting for any one particular corporation. I mean, we're just getting fucked by them all. Anyway, it described it, at least on Prime, as being, get ready for big laughs on the high seas as Adam Sandler plays a cruise ship waiter who has his eye on becoming the ship's comedian. Which is just the most Adam Sandler movie premise that I think I've read on a summary for this. You know what I mean? Like, before I even watched this, and obviously we'll get into it after we've gone through some deets on the film, but before even watching this, I was like, that's literally the thing. He's just a lowly waiter. Oh, and he dreams of being, of going big and making people laugh and being something which is not even, you know, the ship being the ship's comedian, it's not even a huge dream.
Yeah. Who cares?
You know,
yeah.
but it's just like, it's big to him.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see whether the film went that direction or not. Why don't you give us some info, some deets?
So it was directed by Valerie Bryman, starring Adam Sandler, Burt Young, Tom Hodges, Scott LaRose, Alan Covert, Billy Zane, mad. Terry Moore, Milton Burt, Billy Bob Thornton, Tam Povenmire, Stephen Brill, Peter Berg, Adam Rifkin, Gabe
Shanks. You're making
Shanks,
these names up by now.
Ricky Paul Godlin, Steve Buscemi, Warren Selko, Mita Petersfield, Oliver Berman, Blades Edgman.
What, are you making these Blade Edgeman? You're making these up.
No, I'm not. I just copied the whole cast list.
Blade Edgeman.
That's
not somebody's birth name. That's somebody's like acting taken edgy name. Like, I'm going to be Blade Edgeman. Not because I'm I'm not like edging. I'm just it's like the edge of a blade. Like I'm not edging men. Fuck. Can I go back? No, sir. It's locked.
Digiversatile. Inkdy sound. Peter Copperfield.
Alan, why is this the longest cast? Alan Reeters.
Yucinda copyright.
Okay, I have to admit, I did make most of those.
I tell you what, though, you did a good job. You just kept going with them.
I kept
Was
going.
Blaine Edgman made up?
Yep. Yeah,
there we go.
You were like, who the fuck calls themselves Blaine Edgman? And I'm like, yeah, no.
I did say it was fake.
It's got a budget. Name. I've written it had a budget of 800 million. That's not true. I think it was 800,000.
Right, that makes more sense. Although he said it was a no budget movie in his
Nah. They're on a boat. Like they had to have some budget. There's no info on what it made.
Probably not really much.
I did look it up. It was released and then under that, whatever his character's name is, like Shecky
something, yeah.
Yeah, some name, and then it was changed its name, and then it like, it came out in 1989, and then in 1995 is when it was released on video. Like, so of course it's going to make no money. Yeah. It's got 1.8 out of 10 on IMDb. 11% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it doesn't even have a Metacritic score. But yeah.
Couldn't be bribed if they tried.
No, they were like, we're not reviewing this. yeah, let's get into it, because this film was so good.
No. We're going to see how we think of this movie as we go through. It's very different from... I was expecting it to be very Sandler.
Very Sandler,
yeah. It is, but you can see how it's so much more of like a prototype Sandler, right?
Yeah.
You can very much tell that it's his first film. And he's very young in this. Wasn't he like...
Very young.
He was like 20? Maybe.
He must have been. He looks, maybe.
He's like 18, maybe?
Maybe. He looks extremely young. I was like, surely he wasn't. Because he must have been famous enough for them to make a film about him. Because at one point I was like, is this just a fucking student film or something?
I think it kind of is. Because I think he was doing stand-up about this time. But I don't think it was... I don't know if he was, like, really in the big leagues or anything with stand-up. I just, like, when I looked it up, it said that he'd, up until this point, he'd be doing some stand-up stuff, and then he made this film. But I genuinely think it's one of those proper, like when he said in the beginning that it's not even low budget, it's just no budget. I think it is literally the case of, like, they got permission to film on this cruise ship. Maybe they... however they got, like, there was a lot of people who clearly they got involved because they were on the ship, on the cruise.
What do you mean, like, background people?
Just background people.
Right.
There is a lot of stuff like costumes and things like that that they obviously would have had to do, you know, the actual camera kind of kit and all the actual stuff for filming, obviously, would be... They'd have to source things from different places and stuff. So, yeah, 800,000, like, it's still... extremely low budget.
For sure.
But yeah, it definitely feels like a very like early... He didn't have any kind of backing from a production company or anything like this. They just put it together themselves. Either raise money or had money or something, you know?
Yeah, I can believe that. Like, it's so... Shit.
Well, it's done in a completely different style, right? Because he it's like a fourth wall breaking kind of thing. And I could definitely, you can definitely see his style that we're used to now.
Yeah.
In a very, like, amateur kind of developing format. And I could see how, like, at the time, it could be interesting because it's so different back then.
Yeah, you know? I suppose.
Because
so.
I feel like there's we see so much more stuff like that now, and stuff that's done much better now, and things, you know, obviously improve on themselves over time, whatever. But I feel like probably back then, I know it wasn't received that well anyway, but there would have at least been. I mean, he became who he is now. So there would have at least been something there that you're like, look, it's fucking weird, but there's an interesting style. There's definitely a style. There's a very specific feel to this sort of, to this movie, you know?
Yeah, I guess so, but it doesn't make any sense. So I'm my notes, I have very limited notes because the story is just like,
it's literally what it was summarized.
It's like
there's nothing more to it.
He's a comedian. The comedian that he replaces gets locked in a toilet, so that's why he replaces
that's how he gets
him.
His shot.
Yeah, he's shit, and then he becomes good. But there's like a second layer to this, which makes no fucking sense. Right, because the film, like he's talking to us, breaking the fourth wall, and like at first you're like, okay, so he's just breaking the fourth wall, I guess, but then it turns out that it's a guy, like a dictator of some, I think it's like a vague Cuban place because at that time it probably would have been Cuba, and it's like. He's talking, he's watching a tape. So it's like, okay, so he's not breaking our fourth wall. He's talking to the guy watching the tape. But it's like, everything that happens on this tape is like live to him somehow.
Yeah.
Because he like fucking, so this guy, he's a horrible dictator, and they just keep doing this weird thing where they keep just randomly cutting to, there's like loads of supermodels on the boat, and they just randomly cut to them being interviewed, like how they would be interviewed for like Miss World or Miss America or whatever, because it'll be like, my favorite thing about my country is I love the freedom of America. And then, you know, like, my best skill is I can count to 10. Ha ha ha. Wee.
It's just dumb questions
that
have
shit
no
questions. And you're like, but what? Why? Like, why is this happening? It's got no relevance to any
so
of this.
It's so weird. And I feel like it's very in keeping with the idea that Adam Sandler just makes his movies so that he can go and piss around with his friends for a while and then cast a hot actress for him to romance.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's kind of the initial, it's like the pre-fame, pre-budget version of that, where he's like, oh, we're on this cruise ship and look at all these hot girls. Because he just like, they obviously record all of them getting onto the boat. And I genuinely think that all those women were just these women that either were already like on the cruise, or they were like people that he'd organized to go on the cruise with them or something, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It kind of seemed like they weren't like actors.
No, they're actually like, they are actually supermodels.
They are who they say.
So the one he kind of wants to romance is like, what's her fucking name? No, I've lost it. I can't be asked. Half of these are made up.
did you write down the made up ones?
Yeah, I did write down some made up ones. Yeah.
you just fired them off so easily. That's good.
I'm just like, I don't know.
Tell me that.
I felt like it. I don't know why I did it. But like the main supermodel Australian one is an Australian supermodel who I think did some acting after. I did look it up, like, last... Spoilers, we were going to record last week, and then I became, like, the illest I've ever been, so we didn't. So sorry about that. So my memory is a bit
also, we're not sorry.
No, you know, fuck you. Fuck you.
But yeah.
Yeah, so... But so they are actual supermodels. So they must have, like...
I think it is just the same. I think it's the thing where he's like, oh, we're going to be making a movie. You know, we're going to pay for you to be on this cruise or something.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You know, you just get to do this and then we'll just shoot some stuff. We'll get some... You talking about this thing or whatever. Because they get... His character in the film, who through the fourth wall, he's, like, making a film...
Yeah.
They have stuff where they, like, ask the girls. It's like, it's so weird. So the story of him, like, oh, he's just a waiter and he wants to, you know, do this, whatever. You'll have, like, scenes where he'll talk to the camera and be like, all right, so what we're going to do in this scene is we're going to do this, or this is going to happen. Or he'll talk afterwards and be like, ugh, man, you know, wouldn't it be great if we cut to this or whatever? Like, yeah. You know, some kind of elements of that were bits that I kind of liked because they were, again, they're different and strange, and like it was just a way to do things that you hadn't really seen. You don't normally really see. You could say maybe because it doesn't really work that well, but it was just at least interesting. But he'll like do that where before they do a scene, almost like he's the narrator to his own play. He'll say something sometimes, and then they'll kind of hit play on the scene, and then just, you know, somebody will come in or something will happen, whatever. But I don't remember what the original point was that I was saying that for. What was I talking about? The girls or something?
Yeah, I don't know. You just started going off on one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a point.
Well, anyway.
Let's just cut around that.
But no, I'll leave it.
Let me. Hang on.
I'll leave it. The dictator thing is like...
Oh, yeah, that's kind of where we were going with this.
Yeah. At one point, you're like, okay, so I guess... Because you see him, like, put in the videotape, and you're just like, okay, I guess that's just a gag of, like, this is how we're viewing the film, I suppose. But then, they interview the Australian one, and she's going on about, like, this dictator is a piece of shit. I hate him. I bet he smells. He's a horrible person. And then it cuts back to him, and he's like, what? I'll fucking kill her. And then he's got, like, two idiot moron goons.
Who are, by the way, in brown face.
Are they? I didn't know if they were just tanned.
Looked up the actors.
Oh, Definitely
not just extremely tanned men or something.
Oh, no.
One of them hasn't really done much acting at all.
Amazing.
He's definitely not the character that he's portraying himself as. And in very... It's very much that kind of humour that you kind of see in some Sandler movies, but not as... I don't know if it's ever really as bad as that, but it is kind of like the... Look at these, like, Cuban guys with the big open shirts and their machine guns and a bandana or something, and they're all terrorists. And you're like...
Amazing.
Okay. Yikes.
It's like that. He does it quite a lot in his films. It's not, like... It's not done in a xenophobic way. It's done in a, like... caricature way,
yeah, where it's like it's the kind of comedian caricature way, right, where it's like this is all for like a big show and dance.
Yeah. And I don't know, sometimes, like, it's weird, it's hard to be like, yeah, that's not right, like, you shouldn't do that, that's offensive, because I don't know, like, so if we were watching a Sandler film and then someone comes up, or like just in general, you're watching an American show or something, and then a British character comes out and they're like, "Ew, hello, oh, crumpet and biscuits. I'm going to have a cup of tea." And I'm never like, I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, that's me." So I'm always like, my perspective is like, well, I don't know if you're there's different political, like, if you put an Irish guy in a film and he's a terrorist, then that's more politically motivated. And I suppose so, the fact that they're like probably Cuban terrorists, like in the 1980s, is quite like a maybe on the edge.
Whole thing of like doing like a really over the top, like, oh, I've got a character that's like vaguely Middle Eastern and they are a terrorist and whatever.
Yeah.
It's like so kind of, there's like caricatures and then there's like poor taste, basically just, I don't know.
It's weird, isn't it? Like
just insensitive kind of,
I guess.
I feel like the rule of thumb is if it makes you go, oh, then probably not good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll be honest, this didn't make me go like, oh,
oh, but because, I think, because you like Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
And Chevy Chase would have done that. I see.
My hero, Chevy, he would have done that. So it's fine.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Only because, but I'm thinking like, I kind of forgot at the time about like the context of, okay, these are like clearly a Cuban, like, also I didn't know they're in brown face.
Yeah, pretty but, much. It's pretty much.
But I kind of didn't like, it didn't click that they were meant to be just like a spoof on like a Cuban terrorist, and he's like I can't remember the guy's name, the Cuban dictator. Like, he's just a caricature of that.
Yeah.
So like, I kind of forgot that was like a problem. So watching it, I wasn't like, oh, that's a bit testy. I thought they were just like, oh, they're from a vague country and they're just silly. But
also, yeah, looking it up, their characters are literally called terrorist with shirt and terrorist without shirt. Or something like that. No, terrorist with shirt and, so where's the other one? I'm just trying to find him on here. Your teeth, my passenger. Where was it? Because the other one didn't have a. Terrorist with moustache.
Amazing.
That was the other one. And while you're talking, I'll get you a picture of what they actually look like. Because one of them owns some sort of like, he owns like a real estate or something now.
He's just a mate of Adam Sandler's then.
Basically, yeah.
So, but yeah. The point is, so this guy's like, she called me stinky, and I don't like that. You two, go kill her. And then they're like, okay, boss, sure. But then they're in the film that he's watching, and therefore, they're like,
it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. It's like, the only way it would make sense if it's he was watching that film live as it was happening.
Yeah.
Like, but we see him put the tape in.
Why that whole aspect of the film even exists, because
no, it doesn't serve any purpose. Yeah,
you could have just had none of that side of things and it wouldn't need to be there.
It's just so weird.
It's just very, very strange. I've sent you the photos of those guys. They're the two that play the Cuban men.
Oh my god, one of them. Yeah. Okay, one of them's like, I can kind of see, he's like, he's got a bit of older, like a nice tan going, you know, like an LA tan. You put a wig and a beard on him, maybe. The other guy is the whitest man I've ever seen.
And he's the one who was like, the big mustache, the like really over the top kind of kind of deal. I wonder whether they were like the guys who put some money in and
oh maybe
got to have a little part, and so they put this whole extra bit in so that they could have that part.
Yeah, maybe, you know. Maybe.
Yeah, it's so unnecessary, so weird, doesn't make sense. Every time it went back to it, I was like, look, not that I'm enjoying the film, but why do we have to take us out of the film to do this?
It's so good. Like, the film is just so poorly made, but in kind of a charming way. Like, the ADR is just awful. Like, it's sometimes they speak, and you can tell, like, because they're on a boat, they had to re-record it. And it's just, like, not even close to being matched up.
Even just the intro with Adam Sandler, where he's talking to the camera and he's like, hey guys, so my name's Adam Sandler and we've got, we can do this film and it's no budget and blah, blah, blah. And I had made a note saying, yo, what is this dubbing?
Yeah. But just I guess at the time
it would be so noisy, everybody getting on the boat and shit and doing all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess so. But it's just like, God, it's so student film. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, like, nothing even happens for the first half an hour. You're just like, okay, he's on a boat and he's sad because he's not the comedian.
Like, yeah. This kind of goes into my main point about this, which I felt very strongly throughout the whole thing. And it kind of made me think about all of his films as a whole. And it kind of reflects kind of on that. So I've got a note basically that says, with this film, it feels like he started out with like incel content. Because because the whole thing with this is he's like, and it kind of extends out in different kind of forms in his other stuff. But the whole idea is not only does he, because I mean, him wanting to be a comedian is like part of it. The whole thing is like, oh, he's just the shit. He's just a waiter on the ship. He wants to become a comedian, whatever. And he wants girls. He wants a girlfriend. He wants to find, like, he wants to have sex, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of like half or most of like the point of all of this. But he puts all of these characters in who, one of which he says doesn't have anything to do with anything, but very much does. But he puts these characters in, like the ship's comedian, like this like rock star kind of wish metal guy. the whole point of the character is that they are like a detestable human being. They are gross in at least like a couple of different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet women throw themselves at them. They just fawn over them. They want them so badly. But poor Adam Sandler, nobody wants him, and he's a really nice guy who's just like, oh, hey, I was just wondering whether maybe you'd want to like maybe have a drink, and they're like, get out of my face, you creep.
Yeah,
and he's like, I was just trying to say hello, and it's like, oh, look at this. Why do nice guys always finish last? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It is literally 100%. Like that, and it's like incel content. That's kind of how it feels, because he has this rock star guy is the biggest example.
He is
focuses on the vile. Fact that he is disgusting. He is a vile, awful, not just in how he, like, he. I mean, the way he acts isn't really, like, bad. He's just dumb. He's just really stupid. Shit, yeah. He's got no brains to him. He's just like, ha, 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 titties, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, man, I just played the guitar or something. But his teeth are fucking horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't. Like, it's like, his teeth are, like, black and gross.
His
and
teeth
awful.
Are British.
No, you can't even say that. You can't say that. Like, they are just beyond anything. They're so awful. Both him and his slimy,
like,
kind of
producer agent guy.
He's not, like, a big shot guy. He's just his sort of, like, managing him or whatever. Yeah. Who, again, he's this slimy-looking weasel of a man, with the way he acts and what he says and all this kind of stuff. And yet, they both get women, loads of women, just throwing themselves at them all the time, literally, like, every scene. kind of just going up and trying to get their attention and stuff. And they've got like, I think, herpes on their fucking face, like yeah, facial herpes, because awful. They got these gross fucking scabs on their lips and shit. And yet the women throw themselves at them. You've got the comedian guy who,
again,
he's a piece of shit. Like, in personality wise, he's a piece of shit. He's horrible to people, and he's got this awful laugh that's like, it's like really. They focus on all these things that are like, this is really gross, this person's awful, whatever. But he's got like a room full of women fawning over him while he's like telling all these jokes, whatever. But poor old young 18-year-old Adam Sandler, he can't get a woman to save his life. Oh, he's just so undesirable. Even his best friend just has a random woman like come up to him and you literally have a bit where Adam Sandler's at a bar, there's a woman sitting there, and then he says, hi, and then either asks her name or doesn't even get that far. And she's like, oh, fucking pervert. Leave me alone. Can't I just have a fucking drink in peace?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just funny because Raisa saw that and she was like, yeah, I'm with her. Like, can she not just drink in peace? This guy, fucking Adam Sandler's coming up like, hi. And he's just like, oh man, all the what do I have to do to get a woman? All these fucking guys, they're so awful. They like they're so such horrible, awful men, and all the women are just throwing themselves at them. Why can't I ever get any women? And I'm like, bro, tell me you're not making this film about this, which is pretty much what the film is. What,
but this is the same man that says at one, they're like, oh, we've got us. I think it's when the terrorist comes, and he's like, oh, we've got to sort out this situation. But first, let's see a montage of some beautiful woman. Bro, what? And then there's just like bikini shots or like close-ups.
Does he do it multiple times? Or is that the time? Because I remember, couldn't remember if it was after the terrorist or not, but I remember him doing that where he's just like, yeah, here's just a montage of this. And like,
yeah,
he's clearly just, again, because it's like fourth wall breaking, and he's like, oh guys, I'm telling this story, this is what's happening in this story, it just makes it worse. And it like, feels so
weird.
Oh, and you just have like a beach scene where he's like asleep, and then like he's asleep on the boat, and then he like has a dream where he's on the beach, and there's just this woman who's like, she's like in like a bathing suit, and she's lying on the sand, and she's just like spreading around and like stretching her legs out and being like, ooh, yeah, look at me. Mm. And then he's like, ooh, yeah. And then he goes over and they start making out, and then they're like rolling around on the sand. And then you kind of have like a very sad like gag where like he looks up and there's another woman, but it's not a woman. It's his friend in like a dress and makeup and everything. Yeah. And it's his mum, like he's saying, mum. And then he wakes up and his friend's trying to wake him up. And then he's like, oh, you look like my mum. And it's just like a weird joke that I was like, afterwards I was like, well, that's just very Sandler, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's very, very Sandler. The fact that he looks like his mum. But like,
oh, I do have that note where I just looked at it. I have the note that says, now it's just loads of pervy shots of women.
That guy, the piece of shit comedian, it's just like so weird. I guess it shows the time, but I was like, imagine going to like, I don't know, like an open mic night, or you go to the Comedy Store and some guy goes, he's like, hey guys, I'm Chevy Chase and welcome to my comedy set. So the other night, this girl was going crazy, man. She was biting my chest hair. She was biting my nipples, and I said, "Hey, mom." And that's the joke. And you're and like,
that's the joke.
And it's like on the boat, everyone's going wild for it, and I was like, no one has a problem with that. This guy just said he was having sex with his mum, and that was the joke.
Yeah. I guess it was a different time.
It's a different time.
Yeah, they hadn't heard all the your mum jokes.
Yeah,
so stupid. Yeah, it's and like you have these weird bits where Adam Sandler just kind of does like these comedy sketches. But the thing is, he's playing this character who is really kind of. He's kind of stuttering all the time, and he's saying this, and he's like this, and he kind of has all these like mannerisms that you then recognize in like later films and stuff that Adam Sandler does, where there's lots of mannerisms or ways of him doing stuff that you can see the early versions of, and you're kind of like, yeah, that's a very Sandlerism.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that is much more developed on later on in his kind of career. That it's more like untamed and a bit over the top and stuff.
It's yeah.
In this, you know, it's very strange. It's just very strange.
It's a very odd film. So there's one bit which I didn't laugh. I didn't really like any of this film, but one did. I was like, that's good. That's a good joke. And it's on brand because it's one of the guys in blackface.
Right. It's very on brand for you.
Yeah, yeah. One of the guys, one of the terrorist guys wants to be a comedian, just like Adam Sandler. And like throughout the film, he's like, hey, I've got a joke. Let me do the joke. And and it's like just shit jokes, but they like defeat the terrorists by they're all getting chased around on the boat. There's two terrorists running around with a gun, and like it's so dumb. Like people are still sunbathing even though there's two terrorists on the boat with guns, like chasing people. And it's like, I guess they're just not part of the production.
No,
these are just real people.
That's why he's like, oh, you know, it's not a big budget thing or whatever, because they just got an agreement to be able to shoot on the boat.
I guess so. Imagine being on holiday
in the background, like,
yeah. Imagine being on holiday, just being like, okay, so there's this film crew that are making a film. It's a very low budget one. Like sign this NDA or sign this waiver so that they can use your likeness in the background. But in general, they're just going to be doing.
Did that?
Yeah, if like back then. Back then they wouldn't have. But it'd be like
very loose.
Yeah, it'd be like yeah, just they're just going to be doing their thing. You can just do your thing. They're not going to get in your way. So you're just sunbathing. There's two guys just running about. You're like, oh, it's that film crew again. I'm just going to chill here. Just so stupid. Yeah. But so Adam Sandler's like, don't kill us. And the guy's like, I want to be a comedian. It's somehow come up in conversation. And he's like, well, do it. And he's like, okay. So he goes onto the stage and says, knock, knock. Who's there? The big stinky man. The big stinky man who? The big stinky man is you! And everyone goes fucking wild. And I was like, that's a top tier joke.
What the fuck? Yeah. So I'm gonna just give a heads up that pretty much around the time that the terrorists were approaching the boat, I fell asleep. And I didn't watch the rest.
No!
I didn't bother watching the rest of the film.
Oh,
I just
dude.
Didn't want to. So, because it was really, really shit and I didn't like it. So I fell asleep and then I woke up and it was the end and Adam Sandler was getting his kiss with the woman. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to rewind that, I think.
So, all right. Well, so the terrorist turns up. They literally do like a Scooby-Doo chase. On the boat. That's when they're running about and people are just sunbathing. The guy, the comedian guy, he gets locked in the toilet. He prays to God and then God lets him out of the toilet.
Wait, and he's, for real?
Yeah, yeah. He just gets let out by nothing. And then he turns up and he's like, oh, fuck you. Like, I'm the comedian. How dare you be comedians? And I think the terrorists, like, throw him overboard or something. I don't know. Like, he gets his comeuppance for being a piece of shit, basically.
Yeah. So, like most Adam Sandler things, the bad guy does the bad things and then actually gets consequences.
Yeah, still on brand. And yeah, literally, that's it. Like, they, I think it cuts to the terrorist guy back at one point, and he's like, just chill with it. He's like, oh, they're comedians now. I'm chill with it. And then it's like, okay. it does the thing where, I'm pretty sure it's been a week and it was shit, but I'm pretty sure it does the thing where it's like, these characters, his best friend and the supermodel, they get married and Adam Sandler becomes a big comedian. The two terrorist guys, they move to America and they have a comedy show or something. You know, it's just like bullshit.
Where are they now?
Yeah. Oh, the guy that the girl that he's kissing is, I don't know if you're right for this point, but at random points, King Neptune just turns up.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck was that? Yeah, at some point, King Neptune shows up and then is talking to him and then... But I don't remember what he said, and I was like, what is that? And I don't remember what the fuck that was
He's
about.
He's just like, you can do it. King Neptune is Billy Zane, by the way, which is just fucking wild. And he's just like, you can do it, you can be funny, you just need the power of the sea, or some shit like that. And then he just does. And then at the end, he's like, wow, thanks, King Neptune, you gave me confidence or something. And then Neptune's like, yeah, no worries. And Adam Sandler's an incel, so he goes, huh, I just wish I had a girl to love me or something. And then he's like, well, here's my daughter. And then, and then his daughter, she's just like, yoo-hoo! And then they make out. So that's who he's kissing.
Oh, that's so fucking dumb. I thought it was one of the people from the show, the story or something.
No,
it's just King Neptune's daughter. That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, I know.
That end, like, just the idea that he's just like a completely irrelevant, detached character, and he's just like, oh yeah, here's my daughter, and then they start looking out.
It's just fucking stupid. There's like
so fucking dumb.
This you would have missed this as well, but this stunned it up for me. The bit where the terrorists are just like Scooby-Doo chasing them around the boat. At one point, Adam Sandler's shirt literally changes color, and then he's just wearing a different shirt for the rest of the film.
Brilliant.
I was like, yep, there we go. But bad film, good.
Well, no, before we get there, there is one thing that I made a big note on.
Oh, yes.
Because
that's what I want, juice.
Before the terrorists turn up, which is such a weird thing to say for this movie, before they show up, I think it's in a dream or something, Adam Sandler visits this, like, old-ass fucking dude. And I was like, he must be some big name in, like, comedy, right? And he visits him in a restaurant, and then the guy's like riffing a couple of shit jokes that are like supposedly really good, and it's just like kind of very low hanging fruit, kind of witty comeback kind of type deals.
Yeah, this guy must be 80 or something.
And the guy, this guy's like 80, 90. And he's talking to Adam Sandler, and he's basically just like, yeah, you're using the wrong material. You got to play to the people
Young,
you're talking
I think
to.
His name is, by the way.
No, it's not Burt Young. That's the other guy. That's the Cuban boss.
Oh.
This guy is Milton Berle.
He's not on my list.
No, he's uncredited.
What the fuck?
I had to look on IMDb, and yeah, he's like near the bottom, and it says he's uncredited.
I got him on my fake list.
One of the fake names just happened to be the right one.
Yeah.
But you were like, who would be called Milton Berle? But yeah, so he speaks to him and he gives him the sage advice and then he's like, cool. And then he goes on to like tell the right jokes and be good. And I was like, you know what? He's an old comedian. Let's look him up.
Oh, no.
And this is a man who, I'll just read a little paragraph because this, what's the title of this article? 40 years ago, Milton Berle gets banned from Saturday Night Live. But I'm just going to read a couple of these bits. So, a few months shy of his 71st birthday, Berle also had no problem walking around in his underwear or a bathrobe in front of the cast and crew. He became close to writer Alan Zweibel, who had spent many years writing for Borscht Belt comics. One day, the two were talking in Berle's dressing room, and Zweibel mentioned that he'd come up with many jokes for Friars Club's roasts about Berle's famously large penis. That was all that Berle needed to do to stand up and open his robe. And we've got a quote from Zweibel saying, he just takes out this anaconda, he lays it on the table, and I'm looking into this thing, right? I'm looking into the head of Milton Berle's dick. It was enormous. It was like a pepperoni. And at that very moment, as if on cue, like somebody else walked into the dressing room. But basically, he was banned from Saturday Night Live because Berle's opening monologue consisted of old vaudeville-style jokes about Dolly Parton's breasts, Puerto Ricans, Arabs, and homosexuals. And he basically was just very controversial for being very old-time comedy that was just not very sensitive, not very... You know, it was just the worst.
The biggest, he's the like, most he's like this big, famous big old dick comedian, energy that I've ever heard.
Just whips his knob out, puts it on the table.
What the fuck?
But yeah, I just had to look him up because I was like, with a face like that, if you look him up, I was like, face like that.
This guy's
racist. He's got some limitations. I'm going to say that.
When did you say he got banned from Saturday Night Live?
I've closed it now. It said it was like 40 years ago, and the article probably wasn't too long, like a few years back or whatever. So he was around sort of the
70s. But this came out in 89, which is...
Yeah, so I think at the time he was probably like... At the time that would have happened, he was probably maybe... I reckon it kind of gives you the impression he's either... retired from comedy and he's like an old comedy legend kind of thing, or he's like a comedy legend that's, you know, just at the end of his kind of shit.
Yeah,
you know?
But like
he was more relevant at that time, I think.
But what I'm saying is, like, he would have been banned from Saturday Night for being controversial and just not a very good person. And Sandler's like,
I'm pretty sure
I'm gonna get this guy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I mean, who knows? But I just thought that was really funny that they got that guy on. And as soon as I saw him, and
you're
I was
like, right, this I gives need off to look a vibe. This, guy.
This is supposed to be a cameo. And this guy is like, whatever. 100%, I'm going to look him up and see something vile. And I can't
believe he's just got his dick out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, apparently you've got a big dick. Yep. I'm going to show you. But yeah, bad film, good.
Yeah. Bad film, terrible.
It's so bad. It's just unwatchable.
So bad. The jokes are so shit. Like all of his kind of mannerisms and stuff that are kind of the hit and miss stuff of his current day, like films, where either people find them kind of funny or just of his style, or they find them really cringy. Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like so much more. It's definitely just pure cringe. Back like in this movie, in his first stuff, where he hadn't toned anything down or perfected anything.
It's just not very well made either, which I think just not, has like.
Well made.
Yeah, it just. The biggest problem for me is, and I hate this in lots of things, there's like a quiz show called Only Connect, which I fucking detest. But a big part of that is there's like no crowd in Only Connect, so they'll just like say a witty one liner, but then it's just silence because there's no one in the studio.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, mate, I could go on for hours about how much I hate Only Connect.
Right.
But every time, it comes on a Monday and it has this like fucking, it's the most pretentious. No, nah, I can't. We haven't got long enough. I'll tell you about it later.
But
it's like, the thing I notice about this is there's no score. They just play the same 80s song three times at various points in the film.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
But there's like, there's just silence in this film. Like, there's just nothing, and it's just so quiet. So when Adam Sandler's doing like a shitty joke, or like, oh, we haven't got a budget, ha, and then it's just like nothing. There's just silence. It's too quiet.
Yeah.
But yeah, bad film, bad.
Bad film, but terrible.
Yeah, but that's about everything that we got for this week. Next week, the plan's been fucked up, so
are we doing Expendables?
Is it still in cinemas?
Let me have a look.
Maybe we do Expendables. We'll either be doing Expendables, or we can do Resident Evil 3 and 4, or we can do Hoodwinked, or we can do Thunderbirds.
Yeah, we've got lots of options. That's cool. Yeah. So currently, Paw Patrol the Mighty Movie is on.
Okay, next week we're doing Paw Patrol.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. I thought they were like a show. Is that also a show?
I don't know. Maybe.
They're showing again for some reason. Kung Fu Panda 3. They got some bangers on, but it doesn't look like Expendables is on.
It's not on in my cinema.
What about next week? That's just what was on today. I look at like Monday. The Nun 2. The Equalizer 3.
Oh, it is on. No. Oh, it's on in my cinema, but at like 5:30, I'll be at work.
Yeah, doesn't look like.
So let's do.
It's a bit of a dry time for films.
Yeah, let's do Resident Evil 3 and 4. The Return.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like hoodwinked after that.
I'll do some planning. But yeah, so if you want to help out the show, X, Twitter. And
disgusting
threads.
Don't mention that letter. The website formerly known as Twitter is the only acceptable way to reference Twitter now.
But yeah, as always, we'll leave you with. No, wait, hang on. Oh, I fucked it. I can't remember what it was. It's been too long. Oh yeah. AI wars.
Oh, I couldn't even hear the. I didn't even hear the ukulele.
One more time.
Oh, there we go. It might picked it up for me that time.
So yeah, it's currently. I can't be fucked to explain it. Inspirobot 15, ImageFlip 14. It's tight. It's close. ImageFlip's pulled it back. I have no memory of who went first last time. So up to you.
Go on.
All right. So mine is the handshake. It's the one where it's like two muscly men like high fiving or like doing the clasp
From Predator.
From Predator, but it's an oil painting. Yeah. And it just said like you know how usually the meme works where it's like one guy's one thing is the other thing. Yeah. And then the clasp is they've come together to agree to this thing. There's no text. It just says where they're high fiving. It just says eat ass.
That's good. I like that. All right. Well, mine is a it's a shot that's it kind of looks like it's looking straight upwards at the sky, like if the camera is lying down, facing upwards at the sky, and it's kind of must be like golden hour or something. All the clouds are golden. I mean, it's probably just a filter, but you know, all the clouds look golden, and it's kind of like you're looking up this funnel of clouds to the sun in the center. and it's this kind of like really thick clouds that have a really good shape to them, and it kind of looks like almost like a almost like it should be a storm or something. Like it looks crazy and very like interesting. And in the middle of the screen, overlaying the sun, it just says dating. Fuck it. Even fuck God it. Hates dating. Modern dating, shakes old man fist. Ah, fucking piece of shit.
Look, that's pretty good, but I think eat ass dating.
I think the eat ass is pretty good. Words to live by.
Rubbing my hands together.
Get clasping on those hands. Eat ass.
All right.
That was the actual line that they had to record over in Predator. They clasped hands and he said, eat ass. And then they had to ADR because they were like, no, Arnie, that's
stop
not the line.
Stop saying that. We've done 40 takes.
No, I've got to say a different time. Give me a baby's foot. I want to eat the cake of it.
No.
How should we write a new outro song?
Okay. Oh, you could start if you want. I don't know how it's gonna end.
Right. This is the new outro song. So, what are we doing next week? Did we say
Resident Evil?
Next week, I'll bet for good. We're gonna do Resident Evil 3 and 4. It's a continuation.
I eat ass.
Thanks for listening.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.